Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 says, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession of faith. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. So Christ knows what we're going through. He understands the temptations that we go through in our life every day. But see, the difference between us and him is that he was able to fend off those temptations. He did not resist. He resisted those temptations where we fail. Every single one in this room has temptations that they fail in probably every day. And we're all tempted in different types of points in our lives. Some people's proclivity to sin might be to steal. Someone also might have a proclivity to lying. Not everybody's sin is the same. Like, we'll look at somebody else and like, I just don't understand why they just, you know, do this all the time. Why they have, you know, why do they do this? And then you're strong to that, but you're weak in some other area. But see, Christ was tempted in all those points. He was tempted to lust, just like we are, but yet he was without sin. So that's why he's the great high priest. That's why he is able to intercede for us with God. And it says, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. See, we can come boldly to God and ask for forgiveness. But who do we go through? Who do we confess our faults to and our sins? We confess them through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our great high priest. He takes those sins and he covers those things with his blood. When he put his blood on the mercy seat, he only had to do that once. See, Aaron and the Aaronic priesthood, they had to once a year go in and make that atonement. But that represents the once that Christ had to do. Because the high priest died and they were human beings. Christ was the man God, the God-man. So he ever liveth to make intercession for us.